Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Time for Hour 2 on a Tuesday here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. In this hour, we will get you all ready and set for all of the games in the NFL this week. And normally it's a good practice to look at the slate a little earlier in the week to see where the line moves. But especially this week, Jenks, because we have three games on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to do some homework before all the in-laws come in town, now is the time. We've got you covered. We'll do our first impression roses here in a bit. And then we'll get to my favorite teaser legs in the NFL as we play Teaser Tuesday later on in the show. But Jenks, I feel like the first impression rose segment is kind of dating show themed, you know, parlaying off of something they do on The Bachelor. So I feel like it's only fitting that we use one of the phrases from Love Island and say, an old bombshell has returned to the villa. Joe Burrow is officially back, and he did it in the best way possible. Did you see the picture that he posted?
No, I missed it. What did I miss? I knew he was coming back, but I missed the picture.
Okay, so there's a meme of Joe Burrow that's been floating around for quite some time. It's him looking at himself in a mirror that looks like an old school mirror that was probably like at his parents' house, like it's wood trimmed. And he's in an old school Cleveland Cavaliers uniform, and he's just looking dead eyes into the mirror. And it has like the Snapchat writing on it that just says, he's back. And he posted that to his Instagram.
Wow, that's smart. That's very self-aware. I have seen that before. Okay, so I didn't. Yeah, so I know what you're talking about, but I did not know that he posted that as part of his return announcement. So that's good on him. I like that.
I am just waiting for the way that we get the news from Lane Kiffin. Like, I have been plotting in my head, God, like, all the ways, because, you know, he's chronically online. So, like, he's probably searching for ways to be funny and ways to be iconic. But I don't know. Maybe it's just going to come at a press conference. Maybe it's just going to be the Pat McAfee show. Or maybe it's going to come after, like, a win in the Egg Bowl. Who knows? But listen, for those of us who enjoy memes, Lane Kiffin, the expectations are very high, sir.
Oh, man. Well, you talk about a guy that's going to... This is going to be wild. Like, who is his agent? Jimmy Sexton, I think?
Jimmy Sexton.
Has played this... Yeah, has played this masterfully, right? LSU wants him. Florida wants him. Ole Miss wants him. And then he's been really quiet. Didn't just put in the chat. He hasn't tweeted since Friday. So I don't know how this is going to go down. My gut says LSU... But also, I can see where they get a big win in the Egg Bowl, and then he comes out and announces, no, I'm staying right here, and everybody loses their minds. Like, this could be a huge PR win for the Rebels if they play it the right way.
Ah, or he needs to take a page out of Pat McAfee's book, where he, like, takes the mic, and he starts talking about, like, LSU or Florida, and then he, like, rips off the t-shirt. He's like, I'm staying at Ole Miss, baby. He's got to do that. Even though I get this vibe from him, and maybe you can, like, have a different opinion here, but I feel like he's one of those people that's really charming on social media. But sometimes I feel like his personality doesn't really live up to it when he goes on like the talk shows. Do you get what I'm saying? Like sometimes he has good one-liners at his press conferences. It's just he tweets like he's Pat McAfee, but like when he goes on Pat McAfee, you're like, well, this is kind of boring.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. When you have time to create something and curate, then you have time to, you know, build it up and make it as good as it can be. And sometimes on the spot, that's not necessarily the case. So I'm not saying there's a massive disconnect there, but I know exactly what you're saying, where sometimes, look, social media is a different animal, right? And you have all the tools and generally, again, a lot more time available to make sure something hits the right way. You don't really have that luxury if someone's just talking to you face-to-face and you're answering on the spot.
Right. It's like when those influencers go on like Jimmy Kimmel and you're like, this person has no personality. I thought they were supposed to be funny. And it's because it is a different skill being able to deliver like comedy live and on the spot as opposed to, hey, I'm going to think for 3 weeks what I'm going to say in a 12-second video.
Well, it's so true, right? It's like it's like the old school, you know, when you put a resume reel together. And sometimes those things can be a little deceiving because, okay, if you take, you know, however long it's going to be, 2 or 3 minutes of your best work, you can chop it up and make it seem like amazing. But then you get someone who needs to work, you know, 10, 15 minutes without a break in real time. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, things are a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like we had some hires at our station, not this station, but like when I worked in TV, where you could tell they had a great resume reel, but then you see him in person on like a day-to-day basis and you're like, that was just like, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut, and they put together like two good sentences and they lived on that and they got this job from it. So sometimes it happens, and I'm just saying, Lane Kiffin, spice it up, baby. We want to see more of that personality when you go on Pat McAfee. If you're gonna go on Pat McAfee, go on Pat McAfee. All right, so as I mentioned, we're going to be handing out our first impression roses. And if you don't follow like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, what it means is that we have done our first glance at the NFL slate, and here are the teams or the bets that have stood out. So let's start with the Joe Burrow, you know, facing one, with the Bengals getting 7 points on the road at the Ravens. I feel like it's very easy to fall in love with Joe Burrow, especially, you know, given that he has played on a team with a really bad defense before, and he's really kept him in it, especially with some of these games against the Ravens where he's put up historic numbers. Should be noted, the Bengals still lost because they still have an atrocious defense. Trey Henderson's also going to be out for this game, as well as T. Higgins, but Ja'Marr Chase is back, and it feels like those two guys, it's very easy to blindly follow them, especially when you're getting 7 points, and especially when it feels like Lamar Jackson is one of those guys on operation where they're like, he's had an injury to his head, neck, shoulders, knees, and toes this year, but he's still playing. So, Jenks, 7 points. Is it too much? Do you like the Bengals in this spot?
The only thing that scares me is that it just, it seems obvious, right? It just seems like, wait, that's the thing. That's the one thing where I'm like, 7 points with Joey B back and Ja'Marr Chase ready to go. You know, those, I mean, T. Higgins, I think, is still in concussion protocol, so maybe that's part of it as well. Like, a receiver being out doesn't necessarily move the number unless you're someone like maybe a Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase or maybe Jackson Smith and Jigba, someone like that. But generally, those guys don't move the numbers. I don't know. Ravens at home, Bengals aren't playing for anything. I mean, they're out of the playoff chase. Maybe that's it. But yeah, my initial...
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shalim would be, you got to take the Ravens and the points here. You have to believe that they can keep it within a touchdown, right? Right?
One would think, and I understand maybe they're not playing for anything, but Joe Burrow wouldn't come back unless he thought he was ready to go and he wanted to be out there, right? Like, he could have every excuse in the world to be like, hey, I'm not playing for the rest of the season. But, he, championed himself to get back on the field. And also, it should be noted that Zach Taylor's kind of on the hot seat. So, I do think that there is a lot to play for in this game. And it's one of those things where I'm going to take the bait. And I think I'm going to fall into the trap of playing the Bengals +7. It should be noted their defense is still bad. And if they do lose, it's going to be on the heels of that. But one last thing before we move on. Do you think there is any way that Joe Burrow is rusty? Because it's been a while. Like, as much as I love Joe Burrow, and I feel even sacrilegious saying anything bad about him, but it's been a while since he's played in a game.
I mean, it's always a possibility, right? No matter how good you are. But I also think that there are very few quarterbacks in the game where if you're going to come back like it's old hat and you're not going to be rusty. Like, he's one of the very few. I feel like coming back like you've never missed a beat is reserved for the most elite of quarterbacks. And that's why they're elite, right? Because nothing really phases them. No matter what the situation, they can miss time. They come back, you're like, oh, you didn't need the reps. That's why maybe you work out once or twice a week if you're kind of banged up, because everyone knows you're going to go out and you're going to perform. So is it a real possibility? Of course. But I feel like if there's anyone who maybe is not affected by that, Joe Burrow would be one of those guys.
Yeah, but I will say, the Bengals have been victims of slow starts in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that is on Joe Burrow, but I'm just saying, I'm listing the sabotage factors because I'm trying not to fall head over heels over this play of the Bengals +7, because it does feel like a very public play. All right, next up for me, I'm going to go with the total in this one, and this one's already sinking. So this is 40.5 at some other shops. It's 39.5 over at BetMGM right now, and for good reason. The Niners and the Browns. I feel like the defenses are going to take center stage in this one, especially from what we saw from the Niners last night against the Panthers, where even without Fred Warner, this defense is next man up, where they were biggest in the moments that counted. They were very opportunistic, and they made all these goal line stands. Again, that was the Panthers, but the Browns don't feel like a huge step up offensively to me. I know Shedeur Sanders lit it up in his first full start as an NFL quarterback, but still it was against the Raiders. This Niners defense is going to be a bigger challenge. And then on the other side of the coin, it feels like the constant for the Browns is their defense. They're second in the league, I believe, in sacks. Myles Garrett having himself an absolute season. So I think this is going to be a lower scoring game. And plus, we saw this from Kyle Shanahan last night. If you don't trust your quarterback, you play ball control and you give it to Christian McCaffrey and you have long drives that eat up a bunch of clock. So I feel like I like the under in that one.
I think that's a good one, and I would take the Browns as well. Yesterday, this was Browns +7, so now we're seeing money coming in on Cleveland, and I don't think this is necessarily a Shedeur play. I know a lot of people will chalk it up to that, but this is really about the Browns defense and the fact that if Shedeur can provide just serviceable quarterback play, right, with the way Myles Garrett and that defense is playing and short week for San Francisco, I'd go with the Browns here. I like the under as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite plays upon first glance. So, Jenks, who stood out to you when you looked at the slate?
I like the Chiefs laying 3 against the Cowboys. I wonder if this is still sitting at 3, because my gut says it's probably going to get to 3.5.
3.5.
But that's just kind of how I feel like it will go. If you want to play down to 3, you can. But even then, I mean, I think you can take it up to 5 or something like that. But here's the thing. The Cowboys got that incredible comeback win against the Eagles, but this is still a very inconsistent Cowboys team, right? They can look great 1 second and then look bad the next. It's still a 3 at BetMGM. Also, remember, Kansas City needs to keep winning, right? Like, they are not a shoo-in for the playoffs. So they barely escaped the Colts last week. Yeah, they're on the road. But laying three, I think, is a really reasonable number for a Kansas City team that must keep winning if they want to make the postseason.
I feel like the Chiefs probably win, but I'm a little nervous laying the three. Because it just feels like the Chiefs are back in that mode where even when they're winning, it's going to be a close game. And maybe some of this has to do with your opinion on the Cowboys. Because I do think there are little flashes of their defense being better. And that kind of scares me. Because we have always seen this throughout the regular season is that their passing offense is very, very good. The fact that George Pickens is putting up CeeDee Lamb numbers and they also have CeeDee Lamb, it is a great 1-2 punch. But listen, I've fallen into this trap before where I believed in the Cowboys and their upward trajectory of the offense. Then they played the Broncos, and they got smoked by 20 points. I don't think that's going to be the case here, but I don't know. The Cowboys feel like one of those teams that it's very easy to fall in love with them, but maybe they'll be humbled when it's not a divisional opponent and not a game where the team gives up a 21-point lead. So I don't know. I think I'm going to stay away from that one, but I do think you're on the right track with the Chiefs and the fact that it's still three over at MGM. So this is one I would play now rather than wait because you're right. It will move. And also we're only 2 days away, Jenks. Like it's wild. Like, you got to get these bets in because they're on Thanksgiving.
That's the crazy thing. Oh man, I heard the best words out of the lovely Catherine's mouth because she's, you know, she likes the Commanders. She'll watch sports with me, but we were trying to decide what we're going to do for Thanksgiving. And we didn't know if we were going to go to like a local restaurant because we live right here in the city. It's just us. Do we want to cook a meal? It's just for us. You know, let's figure it out. And she's like, you know what? Let's just cook something ourselves. You know, it's just me and you. Hang around the house. We'll put on some football and just chill. And I was like, oh my God, yes, let's do that. That sounds amazing. I know you're going to do that in your home as well. But I didn't know. I'm like, are we going to watch... Are there Thanksgiving movies? I don't know. But yeah, I was like, wait, are we going to watch? Am I getting sucked into a Thanksgiving movie? But yeah, we're going to watch football and have Thanksgiving here. And there's something about football on Thanksgiving. It's just a tradition, right? You got to do it. But yeah, we get a full slate of games. It's going to be great.
Yeah, except for now the Lions are actually good, which is a departure from like crazy Thanksgiving tradition. But Jenks, you buried the lead. What's also on Thanksgiving is the dog show.
Yeah.
And you covered a dog show, so you should be able to commentate this with ease while you're on the couch. So it's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the dog show, then we've got football. It's going to be a great lineup Thanksgiving Day, especially if you love dog shows and the NFL. Coming up next, Teaser Tuesday here on the show. What are my favorite teaser legs in the NFL this week? I'll tell them to you after the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.